You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is why we should never put celebrities in charge of any... Oh, wait.
The Wire.
Welcome back to The Wire. Bike Auckland is an organisation that promotes and supports cyclists across Auckland with various events and campaigns. The organisation also looks at road usage from a climate standpoint, promoting cycling as a low-emission alternative to driving. Last week, the government unveiled its new transport policy, which included minimal support for cyclists or the environment. I speak to Chair of Bike Auckland, Karen Horman, about the organisation and the policy announcement. Could you talk a little bit about what the new transport policy means for cyclists and emissions?
Okay, so the government has just released the GP, which is the planned spend and policies regarding transport with a 10-year horizon. And this plan is refreshed every 3 years. The current GPS has a very strong focus on roads to the detriment really of all other road users and people who cannot drive a car or choose not to drive a car. So the impact of the way they've structured the funding and actually how that funding is applied to different activities is actually going to reduce the number of cycle paths that we'll have available to be built for us for the long term. And climate is really not mentioned hardly at all in the entire policy. So it's concerning on a lot of levels.
So what does Bike Auckland do?
So we advocate and speak to the various agencies like Auckland Transport and Waka Kotahi about a specific project, about future plans, talk to them about the best way to deliver projects which will give safe riding in the Auckland area. So we are focused on Auckland, and we also have Bike Burbs, which are local groups, community-based cycling groups, and we support those to encourage people to cycle, to answer questions, to help people who want to learn to ride a bike and share information. We also advocate in the media, as we are talking right now, making sure people understand about mode shift, about better transport outcomes and safety for those people who are riding a bike or are thinking about riding a bike. There are a number of people who would like to ride but don't because they just don't feel it's safe.
You mentioned a little bit of the advocacy stuff. What policies is Bike Auckland advocating that the government could pick up to support cycling or to support our climate policy?
Well, I guess one of the things we can look at in the GPS is the maintenance budget. So everyone's very concerned about potholes and road repair, but unfortunately the GPS has said, yes, we're going to spend money on that, but that funding is going to be ring-fenced solely to fix potholes and will actually just maintain the status quo. So what we're concerned about is that when we do maintenance on a road, there's an opportunity there to make it better, to make it more accessible for people who want to work, walk, who want to ride a bike, who want to ride a mobility scooter or put a pram. You know, there are opportunities to make it safer for those road users as well. So just resealing the road and fixing the potholes is a missed opportunity in a lot of cases. So to actually be able to not just fix but improve seems to be a better way to go. So those are the kind of things that we would like to see.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I think people need to realise that, you know, 20% of the population age 16 plus don't have a driver's license, and you know, we're getting an older population and a lot of them won't be driving in the future either. So it's really important for us to think about all the groups of people who are needing to get around. They need transport options, and having just a focus on only people driving cars, the, you know, road safety seems to be only for the people driving cars. You know, the cost of living is not addressed because driving a car is the most expensive way to get around. Climate is not mentioned. We've got record temperatures. And it's just not future-focused. we really need to think about not just how it is now, but what do we want for the future for our transport? I think that's what's missing in the current GPS, is thinking about not just what we have right now, but what we want our transport system and our cities and towns to look like in the future.
That was Bike Auckland's Karen Horman speaking about the organisation and the government's new transport policy.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.